Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
We love our city. Gold 92.5.
And it's Al in for AJ. It's Comedy Pilot Week. We're showcasing fresh new comedians. Ellen Briggs, very funny lady. Oh. She's coming up. So too, a guy called Sam Taunton, former golf champion. He's got a political science degree. He's got a lot of things going on in his life, but he's also very funny.
Yes, he is. And look, the best breakup letter you will ever hear, and it's not for a particular person.
Oh, really?
It's not a partner. That's pretty cool. Also, Ham or Spam, your chance to win a beautiful Christmas ham.
Yeah, and we got, I'm going to do a spray a little later on in one of, I suppose, the world's favourite products. It's one of the biggest products in the world. Everybody has it.
Don't. Hang on, big boy.
No, I'm going to have a crack at it. And also, we'll get an insight into where the Gold Coast Suns have gone on their pre-season camp.
It's AJ Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Adam Spencer, he's a TV presenter, radio presenter, and very intelligent man. He's
too intelligent.
Book out called Top 100. Adam, thanks for joining us. First up, just want to know, what is your IQ?
Oh, dear, look, I don't like putting numbers on these sort of things. But
Neither do I.
Yes, you do.
Look, I go all right in the standard Rose Bean IQ test shot.
What would I be then? Okay, let's be honest, because I've never done an IQ test, obviously.
Yeah.
It's called an ick.
Would I be, like, what's a good score?
Well, 100 is the average. It's done in a bell curve around 100, okay? Most people fall between 90 and 110.
Okay, so between 110
and... Yeah, but no, mate. Look, it depends what sort of intelligence you're measuring, Spider. I do know that you're not too bad numerically, actually. I remember you answering a couple of straight-out maths questions, and you'd have a bit of spatial and situational awareness from your elite athletic training. Maybe a trivia and general knowledge a little bit thin on the ground. You never know.
You're a psychic. And spatial, you're right, he doesn't like anyone touching him. But you are awesome at maths.
We'll have to wait and see. But the new book you've got out, like, seriously, how smart can you get?
Well, the book's called Top 100, okay? I wanted to call it Triple J's, Adam Spencer's Hottest 100, but the good people at ABC Radio got me out of that quite quickly. But it's half of the book is just numerical trivia, just stories about the world that you don't need a mathematical body, your bone in your body to understand. Give you an example. Two stick insects have been seen getting it on for 79, not minutes, not hours, days.
This is brilliant.
Whoa,
awesome.
Yep, so next time you want to talk a little bit dirty, say, hey, baby, I put the stick in a stick insect.
But why do they have to? I mean, is he just useless at it? She's like, over here, you're not in the right vicinity.
Maybe in the stick insect community, it's just really hard to find Mr. Right, and when you get him, you do not let go under any circumstances.
So when we've got the kids in the backyard and we actually see these stick insects piggybacking each other, they're mid-drift.
Yeah. The great thing is you can go away for a couple of months, come back, and really catch the action.
Oh, yeah. You guys still here.
So half the book is just stories about the world in numbers like that. The other half is mathematics, beautiful mathematics. I've invented a series of new puzzles for this book. I like to say, imagine if Sudoku took the off-season off, loaded up on some performance-enhancing drugs, and came back ready to play next year, These are big, muscular maths problems. What my book really reaches out to, I find, is reasonably bright 12- and 13-year-old kids who are a little bit bored at school and want a bit more. I hear these great stories. Oh. Parents say, I buy it for my daughter each year, give it to her at Christmas, you don't see her till the end of January, which sounds like a bit of a win-win for mum and dad as well. But there's this whole little army of nerdy kids out there who love this sort of stuff.
Adam Spencer, good luck with your book. It is a great prezi
for
the kids, and let's hope it is good because we don't want to see it next to ex-cricket captain Steve Smith's book, right?
Look, it goes all right. Support your local bookstore, or if people would like an autograph copy, go to adamspencer.com.au and I'll send you out a signed copy.
Aww.
Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Have yourselves a great day, guys, and enjoy the run to the finish line.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, very simple. I am going to have a spray. I am having a crack at this.
My Tupperware lady has the freshest ideas, like all sorts
the
of
Tupperware
sizes
lady.
And other surprises. No. My Tupperware lady has the freshest ideas for locking in freshness.
Freshness, yeah. The billion-dollar company, what they call Tupperware.
Don't
the Tupperware
you
brand.
Knock it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. No, we can have a crack at one, the Tupperware parties. Like, who hasn't been to a Tupperware party? And it's a generation thing. As a male, we don't really understand. As a female, you, if your nana's gone to them, and then your mum, and now your sisters.
You're forced.
You are forced. But it's not about... It's about the Tupperware container itself. Now, I don't know.
It's a very successful company.
It feels like you've got thousands and thousands of containers whenever you go into the kitchen. There's containers everywhere. But do you think you never find the right lid for the right container? Never. You've got circle containers, square containers, rectangle containers. You've got circle lids, square lids, rectangle lids. But do you think one of those lids is going to fit one of those containers? Absolutely
this is like
not.
School. We've got a round lid, a square lid.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. We have a kitchen full, chockers, jam-packed, packed to the rafters, full of Tupperware. Mm. Do you think I can find a lid that is going to fit that container? Absolutely not.
But you know what happens? The sock that you lose in the washing machine turns into the Tupperware lid that doesn't fit onto anything. That's the rule of the universe.
Too short, too long, too big, too small. Mm. Tupperware containers, and I know it's a billion-dollar company, but they could be $2 billion company if they actually sold containers with no lid and just glad wrap.
You've been sprayed by Spider. AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The former golf champion, he's got a degree in political science. Wow. He comes from the mid-coast of New South Wales and his recent comedy show was called It's Nice, It's Modern, It's Sam Taunton.
Oh, thank you guys for having me in. It's such a treat to come in on the beautiful Gold Coast.
Well, it always is, and you got a couple of issues with the Gold Coast. As much as you love this area, we know we got the meter maids, but the inspectors you're not happy with.
Well, look, it's not that I'm not happy with it. It's schoolies, right, as I'm sure everyone knows. And I never did schoolies when I was growing up, so I get quite excited when schoolies is on because I feel like there's this sense of excitement in the air. You know, everyone's as annoying as it is, it's still quite exciting. But get this, I was walking down the street the other day in Surfers Paradise and I saw two parking inspectors, right, which is normal.
You see parking inspectors.
But they were kissing.
What?
Hang on. Yeah,
making out. Viciously making out in daytime. And they were, like, dressed up as parking inspectors. They had, you know, their high vis on. And it was quite confronting because it was a man and a woman and the woman was kind of leaning up against the parking meter like it was this passionate role play.
I reckon it was. This is what I'm thinking too. It's how many tickets have you given out today, big bad boy?
Exactly, exactly.
Did I do that too well?
You did.
That was like you've planned that before.
I'm
I think you've done that before.
Bad girl. I've been so bad.
Yeah, well, it's good to know what you do when the show's over, but... But I was just staring at it for like two to three minutes, and then they kind of like finished their making out, and then kind of went on to both start checking cars like it was a normal thing.
Really?
But that is the beauty of schoolies, that even parking inspectors are getting caught up in this quest for love and intimacy that they're getting overcome. But also the other thing I was thinking about as I kind of walked away, I've been thinking about this for, you know, the last 2 to 3 days.
Right.
If you were a parking inspector, the only other person you could have a romantic fling with would probably be another parking inspector.
Yeah.
Because everyone else does not like you.
Yeah, who wants to have sex with a parking inspector?
No one. Unless you're into rough play.
No, hang on.
If you're at rock bottom.
No, hang on. Play. I've got a parking fine and it's $78, so I'm happy to.
So
you're into the role play as well. It's the perfect role play.
And I've got the officer here. Officer 315, I'm coming for you.
That is super dodge. Hey, I'm more disturbing about this story, Sam, is that you watched for 3 to 5 minutes.
Well, look, guys, I don't have a lot going on socially at the moment, and that's as a stand-up comedian, I had no pad out, and I was like, this could be 5 minutes in my next show. So a lot of people were kind of taking photos of me looking at them as well, so I think I was the weird one.
So I think there's some stand-up talking about a person watching two inspectors.
Yeah, it's like Inception. It's a comedic Inception thing. I am loving Schoolies. Best Schoolies ever, I think, at the moment.
Sam, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Breaking up's never easy. No matter who it is, if it's, you know, your lover, your wife, your husband, your hairdresser, your telephone company.
Yeah, Foxtel, tough.
Is that toughest, the toughest of all. Yeah. Try and break up with your gym, as in GYM, or your personal trainer.
Right.
And this bloke had to do this. He moved into state. He couldn't go to Planet Fitness anymore. And so they said, well, you have to put it in writing. He said, all right, I'll put it in writing, all right.
Okay.
So let's set the scene for the breakup letter, shall we? He said, I know I've been distant, but it's because I've changed. I have different needs now. And to be frank, you haven't really changed at all. He continues by saying, I still love you, but more like a friend at this point. I'm sorry things couldn't have been better between us, but you just keep on being you. While we both grow into our new lives without each other, I think this is for the best. And it goes on and on. It is the best letter. It's a breakup letter because it's true. You try and break up with a gym. I mean, seriously, everyone knows, do not give me a gym membership for Christmas. I am never going to use it. I like to walk and be outdoors. I'm not a gym person.
Yeah.
But have you ever tried to break up with a personal trainer?
Oh, me personally? No. No,
They don't take no for an answer.
They don't take no for an answer. Seriously, they go psycho, stalkerish. They are. I've done it a few times and that's their job and I get it, but I don't want to let them down. So I often do the text. I text first. I do cop out. And I do the text and go, look, it's not you, it's me. I think you're brilliant.
Yeah.
You can always talk them up.
Yep.
You're awesome at what you do. However, I'm just non-committal. I'm in a space in my life where
I'm not ready for it yet.
I just can't commit to seeing you three times a week. I don't want to let you down. And then you get the, but I believe in you more than you believe in you.
You can do it.
You can do it. They look in their personal.
Make time.
Yeah, their personal trainer handbook, chapter 5, verse 4.1.
Yes.
And they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I have one trainer that made the cut. And my friend Jason. And
yes.
He now has gyms at Cabarita. He trained us years and years ago. He trained me.
How did he make the cut?
Well, because he would turn up and we'd train and then that was about once or twice.
Yeah.
Then I started talking to him. He's an awesome bloke. So at the end of training on the beach, I'd bring like some beer. So after training, we'd sit down and have a couple of beers together.
You got to reward yourself.
It's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
Then ended up, we didn't train at all. We just catch up and sit on the beach and have beers together.
Brilliant.
And I said to him, this is the deal. I am not paying you $70 an hour to be my friend.
Yeah.
I have friends. So you're either going to continue to be my friend or you're dumped. He goes, right, I'll be your friend. So now we look at surf clubs to hook up. Don't even look at a gym. Best personal trainer I have ever had.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Christmas around the corner. A lot of people try and make a little bit of extra money and also save a little bit of money.
Of course.
So secondhand wheeling and dealing is top of the wars. Like a lot of people doing it right now.
A lot of it goes online too, the wheeling and dealing online.
Oh, yes.
Well, what is there? Gumtree? What did you say? There's another one.
Marketplace on Facebook. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that's a big one as well. Our washing machine went on the blink a few weeks ago. Within that same day, we drove to Varsity, picked up a secondhand one.
How much did you save?
Oh, and we shaved a bit off it too. So I think it was on there for $200. We got it for like $150, fairly new.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, well, Cherie, my wife, put an old PS3, because Boston's got the PS4 now and Boston wanted to sell it. So I've got to go and deliver it. But, gee, there's some demanding people out there.
What's happening?
Well, I've got to go and deliver it because the guy wants to come and see if it works, which I understand when it's electronics, yes. And he reckons he's been burnt before. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just drop it off to your house and if it works, pay me in a couple of days.
Give it a test run.
Because I don't want to hang around and hook it all up and do it all. True. And
you don't want people in your house, either.
No, either. So is it weird? Like, I find it really weird. I don't sell a lot of stuff online. I just, or secondhand stuff. Mainly Cherie does it all.
I don't think that's as weird as what some people have experienced.
Yeah, Rod, do you?
Online shopping.
Yes.
Have you ever done secondhand shopping online?
Yes, we have. Just various bits and pieces.
Anything weird?
Depends on what you're up.
No, I mean, weird experiences. Like, let me get right. Like, weird experiences and you turn up and there's freaky people at a freaky place,
yeah,
or they just seem dodgy, or you don't know if you got it off the back of a... They got it off the back of a truck, yeah, and it seems too cheap or weird.
You haven't even got out of the car. You've gone, no, we're good.
Yeah, we're okay. They're the stories we want, yeah, right?
We
right.
seem to attract the people who like to have a chat. You know, they're there to purchase a kiddie's playset,
yep,
and basically want to stay for dinner.
Yes.
13, 27, 10. Your weird experiences buying stuff online. A lot of it's going on at the moment with Christmas coming up, and a chance for you to pick up these tickets. The Wild Skies Free Flight Bird Show on at the amazing Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. That starts on Jan 1.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Online shopping, Christmas time, trying to save a bit of money, try to make a bit of money, but it doesn't go always according to plan.
No, just the weird requests, or have you ever experienced something weird? Because I'm just trying to sell something at the moment. Well, my wife is, and I've got to deliver it today, and it's like, oh, are you serious?
You had a weird thing with a ping pong table too. I know, you know, my big dilemma is this happens all the time. Mm. I buy things secondhand. They say it's a certain size. I get it home and it doesn't fit me. It's all their fault that it doesn't fit me.
Exactly right.
See?
Nothing more annoying. Nikki, in Coomera, have you had a weird experience when buying online secondhand?
Yes. So we went through Gumtree. It was to get a lamp. We turned up at this house in Coomera Water, so pretty flash area. As we were leaving, she was moving to Perth, so she's trying to give us all this stuff, including the Christmas tree. We're like, no. It's all good. We went to drive off. She's chasing us down the road. And then she's going, no, take this. Honestly, you can have it. I'm like, oh, all right. So we're being polite. I had a Christmas tree sticking out. My head was sticking out with the Christmas tree thing. My daughter in the back, you could not even see her. She was just holed up around all these, like, ornaments. And we had to give it to the tip the next day. When we got home and went through it, it was junk. And this is her way of thinking, getting us to take her rubbish to the tip before she moves the bird.
Oh, we love it, Nikki.
That's a tip run for her.
And it stunk. Oh, it was horrible. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki.
Oh, no, yuck.
None worse.
And in Varsity, guys.
Yeah. Hi, how you going?
Have you had any weird experiences buying secondhand goods online or just out and about?
Well, when I purchased something, I did get an extra bonus perfume that I didn't order, and it stunk like absolute crap.
Oh, highs and lows. Yeah. You think you've scored, then it stinks.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Thank you.
An emotional roller coaster. Yeah.
Scotty in Broadbeach. Scotty, what have you bought? Have you ever bought something online that's been a bit of a weird experience?
Mate, I was selling something in London. This was going back a fair few years ago, and I lived in North London. A guy called me up, an Aussie backpacker that just arrived. It was a doctor, and he wanted to come and get whatever I was selling. I can't remember. It was a CD player or something. Jumped in the tube, came across. Probably took him an hour or so. Got there, and then I had packed up my apartment ready to fly home to Australia, and he said, "What else have you got?" And I said, "Mate, I'm literally just doing a dishwasher load or about to, and then I'm going to jump on the plane and go home." And he's like, "What have you got in there?" So he opened up the dishwasher and it hadn't started. He took all of the dirty dishes and bought the lot, put it in a box, and then got back on the tube for another hour all the way back to Wimbledon.
Oh, weird.
Oh, that's a great story, awesome. Scott.
Oh, Scotty, you're heading off to the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. You've got the tickets to the Wild Skies Free Flight Bird Show from Jam 1 at the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. Scotty, thank you.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
And joining us, it's so good to have a female comedian in the studio, Miss Ellen Briggs. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All the way across the seas, across the state, in the beautiful Mullum.
Nice to have someone who smells nice in the Bridge.
Really nice. Extra patchouli, and did you rub your crystal rock on your
arms? I am from Mullumbimby, so I probably do smell a little bit like patchouli.
Yeah, but everyone seems to be, Mullumbimby's the in thing at the moment. You've got to be at Mullumbimby if you're either a songwriter or a comedian.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the place to be. Well, you know, it's the poor man's Byron. Nobody can afford Byron anymore, so they all come to Mullum. When we bought there, people were all like, oh, what are you moving to Mullum for? You know, that place is horrible. And now we're gazillionaires.
Oh, well, that's true. Iggy Azalea's from Mullumbimby.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's big names.
Do they celebrate Christmas in Mullum?
Oh, well, we celebrate it in a weird way. We do. We celebrate it in a weird way.
Christmas trees are a little bit different.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of them, and sometimes we have to cut them down just before Christmas so we can buy presents for the kids. No Christmas tree this year, kids, but look at your presents. And actually, speaking of Christmas, does anyone still send cards? Do you guys send cards for Christmas?
I do love receiving a card. No, I don't really hand them out. But don't give me an email card.
I got one the other day with the insert. You know the double-sided A4 insert about, you know, here's the update of what's been happening in 2018.
Yes, I get one of them every year. Oh,
and I thought, you know, this person that I got it off, she's a real high achiever. I studied with her in Canberra and she's done well.
Oh,
a lot better than I have.
Yeah.
And I always look at it and think, if I wanted to know what you'd got up to in 2018, I would have rung you up.
Yeah.
But hers was really full on. Like she said, you know, 2018's been amazing. You know, I've always had a special place for the kids. The whole family went to India and helped build an orphanage.
It
gets worse, right? Then the husband, Andrew, he's been made a partner in the law firm,
Okay.
And she said something like, we always knew he was the one to watch, didn't we? Because he was at school there as well. Then the son, Blair, she has a son called Blair.
Don't start.
Of course.
He's been offered scholarships to both Melbourne and Sydney Uni. So he's got
a
big decision to make.
Big decision.
So I went, I'm going to write an insert back.
Good.
I said, well, you know, the kids have always been special to me too, you know, and I've done a lot of charity work this year. I did canteen 3 times this year.
Yeah.
And apparently my husband's the one to watch too. He's only got 2 points left on his license, so the cops are watching him. And also my son left school this year, not of his own accord. But anyway, he's got a big decision to make too. He's got to work out whether he's going to work at Subway or McDonald's. So have a good Christmas.
Yeah good on you.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I'm at home alone at the moment. My wife Cherie, she goes back home to New Zealand for a little while.
Stop being so happy. When you talk about your dimples go off.
I know. I can't say it without smiling. I try, but I just struggle to say when Cherie's gone away. It's like, everyone knows what it's like when your partner goes away. It's pretty exciting. and Boston's gone with it. But anyway, yesterday I'm home alone and we've just moved. So in a new place, and I kept hearing this all day. Like that. All day. Every 15, 20 minutes, I'm going, what is that noise? Couldn't find it anywhere. And, of course, I thought, okay, it's an alarm. Boston said his phone. Is it...
it's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I'm thinking, okay, is it somebody's iPad? Is it an update of something? Is it the workers below? Is it their phone going off? Or is it the unit?
Yes.
And no idea where this, but all day, for at least 3 to 4 hours, it's all I heard.
Oh, how annoying.
Well, I thought it might have been... what are those new ones? The Apple Home thing. You know, Apple Home. Yep.
Yes.
And we got that new one... Lexus, what's that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I dare you to say, hey, Lexus, Alexa.
Okay, Alexa. I thought it might have been Alexa, but they're still in the box. So I had no idea where this sound was coming from. All day. And then finally I started to clean up a little bit, and it was Boston's birthday over the weekend, and he had a birthday card. And the wind from the door was blowing this open.
Oh, that was it all day.
It was blowing along the floor just a little bit every... And it just took me 4 hours to find this one birthday card.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Yeah, good win yesterday, Bridge.
Thank you. We just did, instead of a handshake, Spider led that with a very strange sumo wrestling kind of namaste, hands together and bow to each other manoeuvre.
Namaste. Oh, it was just a good luck kind of bow.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you just say mama san? Yeah.
Nana-san.
Restaurant downstairs.
Yeah.
Nana san.
Name that year. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Who did?
You know, Billy Joel doesn't even like this song. Did you know that? He said, I just don't like playing it. I'm over it. I don't. It's a song I wrote that I don't like.
I think all musos would have a song that they don't like. Hey, Rodney.
Well, there's somebody on YouTube who's produced 10 hours of Billy Joel singing the lines Birth Control Ho Chi Minh. That's all it does for 10 hours. Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, birth control, Ho Chi Minh.
Well, good to know.
Yeah. Chant. It's a great mantra.
We Didn't Start the Fire. What year?
Bridge, 1989.
Bang.
Bang.
Boom.
Bang. You're kidding.
No.
There you go.
We Didn't Start the Fire, 1989. What year this one?
I pledge allegiance.
Now, more than ever, to be a teacher requires patience, kindness, and understanding. Fortunately, Astoria Elementary has just hired such an individual. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Kindergarten Cop.
Not a tumor.
Yeah.
What year, Kindergarten Cop?
I remember seeing this at the movies at Toombul Shopping Centre.
Oh, yes.
In Brisbane with my friends after school.
Yep.
Yes, near the Macca's. Very handy. One of the kids, her father's owned that Macca's.
Oh, how good's that?
Oh, there's a
bacon
McMuffin.
She was a rich kid, yeah. I think I was grade 10, I'll say Bridge, 1990.
You are on fire!
Look at it go!
Hang on.
Let's go three.
This could be the first.
Never been done.
Never. Oh no, the pressure.
Never ever been done.
Oh no.
In the history.
Come on. Oh no.
Name that year.
Oh.
All right. So not the song, but the TV show Friends.
Oh, you're in the money.
Name that year where Friends aired for the very first time. Name that year, Brent.
That'll be the first time in America. Okay.
Banner is on strike.
Woo! Pressure. I've never felt so much pressure. Okay, so I know my little... my nephew, who's now like 24.
Yes.
He used to sing it when he was a toddler. And I will say it debuted in... Bridge 1990. Hang on, it's either one or two. Bridge 1992.
It was 1994.
Yes, it was four.
So close for a clean sweep.
That was going to be the first ever.
Very exciting.
Ever. Wow.
You
were kind of jumped on my side. It was good.
Yeah, and you know what? We don't need Rod McLeod.
Who's Rod McLeod?
Yeah.
Who are you?
We need to clean up.
We'll use those in trivia tonight. We're coming along. We're going to win the money.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Okay, the strangest Google questions for 2018 have been revealed. Rod McLeod, thanks for sending this one through. It's a beauty.
Thank you, Rodney.
How to beat Fortnite addiction. Yeah, that's a fair call.
Yeah, after last one. Fortnite's so big.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I love looking at a calendar, just those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All the time. How to order wine without looking uncultured. That's another big one. How's this?
Who hasn't done that?
One of the top doozies. How to escape a Michael Bublé song. Oh, that is very funny.
Oh, the boo.
Look, hang in. I just want to say two things. Well, Ali and Tate. The Bachelorette. Just stay with me for a second. Oh, guess what? Apparently On the Rocks again. I love the On the Rocks stories.
Oh, wow.
Because he wants to grow a beard. She says, no. Why not, Dale? Because it's not good for our brand, she says.
Oh, my God.
She's all about the brand and they're trying to, you know, everyone's absolutely slaughtering them on their Instagram and saying, get a job.
Because they're going.
They're going there just at a holiday, at a different holiday resort every week, and everyone like just get a job. Okay, who is the Aussie that's having the Aussie diva? She's having an absolute meltdown, and it makes sense from everything I've heard.
The only one I can have a guess at because she's just about to start touring is Kylie.
No, not our Kylie. Don't touch our Kylie.
Nicole.
Don't touch our Nicole.
Okay, we can't touch anyone. Margot in a lot of touch.
Margot Robbie's good. What about Samantha Armitage?
Don't you touch our Samantha.
What about Sonia Kruger?
No. I love the Krug.
Going ballistic.
Okay, there's
She's
no one
beautiful.
Left.
Oh, there is. Delta Goodrum.
Oh, our Delta.
Delta.
Don't you touch our Delta.
Delta. You wanted to touch her last time she was in here. It was awkward.
Yes.
Delta Goodrum is furious because Guy Sebastian is coming to The Voice and he gets top billing and she is having an absolute sulky, petulant child moment.
Really?
Because he's received top billing and she hasn't, and it's because the new promo that's out is plugging that he's the new guy.
Oh, right.
But she sees it as a top billing. She sees it as she is the Voice Australian royalty.
Jeez.
And she is not happy Jan.
No.
And from reports I know from her ex-makeup artist, it makes a lot of sense. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say with that.
Diva Delta.
Diva Delta. Now, this won't affect you, even though you are the one that flies the most in this room, Peter.
Yeah.
Dramatic flights to, changes at Australian airports start this week. Are you ready? All domestic passengers from all, whether it's Virgin, Qantas, Jetstar, you name it, 7 kilogram limit for carry-on.
Very good. About time.
And you will be weighed. Your carry-on will be weighed either in the check-in or in the lineup. Now, I know they do that on and off at the Gold Coast Airport, but now even in the lineup, so you can't be shoving everything into your carry-on.
Idea. There's nothing worse.
Well, they said oversized carry-on is halting flights. But seriously, if this rule comes into place at Christmas and people are frantically trying to get stuff out of their carry-on, shove it into other bags, and
well,
it's just
going
to cause...
Go with less than 7 kilo.
Hang on. No, I have an argument about this.
Okay.
Because last time, yes, mine was overstuffed.
Mm.
And the guy said, we're going to have to charge you. I said, but that's not fair because I just lost 10 kilos.
Okay.
So what if I was 10 kilos heavier? On the flight,
but you
with a heavy bag.
Yeah,
but they didn't
out.
Take into account the fact that I'd lost 10 kilos.
That's right, yeah.
So I don't think it's a very fair deal, but good luck.
Yeah, I'd have a crack at him too.
Yeah, fair call, hey.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, I went down to Southport Sharks yesterday and the Fremantle Dockers were training.
Oh, okay.
And Fremantle Dockers, AFL club from Perth, and they've flown all the way over here. And you think, okay, well, they've got a pre-season camp, doing a little bit of training, and caught up with a coach, or one of the assistant coaches, Peter Bell, and this is what he said they're actually going to get up and do.
No, we're running a very professional program. They will be spending some time out having coffees and going for a meal together.
You've come all the way to the Gold Coast. What are you going to go for coffees and a meal? Surely you can get into Melba's and the Avenue and get on the fish bowls and the buckets.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you come to the Gold Coast for. You don't come here to train hard.
Well, it was your bonding, wasn't it? It was a bucket of bourbon.
The team bonding will be a lot better in Cavill Avenue than it would be out there at the Southport Sharks, I can guarantee you. But then I did a bit of research and, the Fremantle Dockers have come to the Gold Coast. Where are the Gold Coast Suns gone? First time in 5 years.
Where?
They've gone over to New Zealand, Queenstown.
Oh, hang on.
So, this is 17 degrees down there and raining. Now, one good thing at Queenstown is the Ferg Burger, one of the greats. Probably the best burger nearly in the world. But...
The what burger?
The Ferg Burger.
It's something else. No. That's why they go to Cavill over here. But no, hang on.
Queenstown?
This brings up memories. Peter's got priors.
No. When you go to Queenstown... And
what
Stewie,
have you done?
Well, Stewie Jew has got... He's been at Sydney and he's also been in Hawthorn.
Yes.
When I was at Hawthorn, we went to the same kind of training camp.
And what did we have to do? We had to do a hike.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of New Zealand,
yeah.
when it's freezing cold,
yeah.
everyone, including the coach, had to get nude.
You had to get nude.
And swim in a lake.
It's different. Mm-hmm. Different.
Well, let's be honest. Stewie Jew, nude.
Don't.
No player deserves to see this.
Oh, so it's okay if they've got a good figure then as a coach
very good,
for you.
Nick, it makes it a bit better. Can you imagine Stewie Jew jumping?
I still don't know why you had to be naked. I don't know why.
Best bonding ever.
How'd your season go after that?
They've gone on to win 4 flags, Hawthorn. So the Suns are looking up, but nobody needs to see Stewie Jew nude. So there you go. The Suns are down in Queenstown.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.